Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Our Bible passage for today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, and in it we can see a child serving the Lord. Here's what I mean. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Then the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 begins like this. The boy Samuel ministered to the Lord. For the third time in 1 Samuel, it's emphasized that Samuel ministered to the Lord. You'll also find it in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11, and in chapter 2, verse 18. Little boy Samuel wasn't the only one who ministered to the Lord. The Bible also tells us that Aaron, the father of the priesthood in Israel, and his sons also ministered unto the Lord there as priests. In the New Testament, we see that the church at Antioch also ministered to the Lord, leading Paul and Barnabas to be sent out as missionaries. That's in Acts chapter 13. It's wonderful to think that even a little boy can serve the Lord. And it's true. Children have more ability to serve God and to be used by Him than most people think. We know from the Bible and from observation that children can preach, that they can praise, and that they can pray. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 3 tell us of a child who preached. We don't know her name, but she was an Israeli girl captured by the Syrians and taken as a slave. She served in the home of a Syrian general, and when the general was sick with leprosy, she told him about the Lord God and his prophet in Israel. God used her message to bring healing and salvation to that Syrian general. The Bible has several examples of children praising, such as in Psalm 8 and at the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. There were children among those singing Hosanna to King Jesus on that day. Children can also pray. Perhaps the greatest evangelist among children who ever lived was a man who began his work among children because he heard a little girl praying. His name was Edward Payson Hammond, and visiting Scotland in 1860, he was asked to preach at a church. He went to get his coat in the church's vestry, but couldn't get in because the door was locked. He knocked, and a very little girl opened the door and explained that she and a few of us lassies were there. She heard a little girl pray such a beautiful prayer that tears came to his eyes. Because of all this, Hammond's whole ministry changed. He became the children's evangelist, and he helped found the Children's Special Service Mission. He also worked among adults. But his greatest work was in winning children to Christ. In the late 1860s, Spurgeon filled the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London with 8,000 children to hear Hammond preach the gospel to them, though the tabernacle had a seating capacity of only 6,000. Thousands of children were also turned away from that notable meeting at Spurgeon's Tabernacle. But long before that, Samuel ministered to the Lord. God has a real and a rich place for children in His kingdom. We should pray for our own children and the children of those we love, asking God to bless them, protect them, and we can be bold enough to pray that God would use them, even in surprising ways.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.